There is probably no country in the world where the issue of human rights protection has become as politicized and partisan within international circles, at the United Nations, for example, as Israel.
When one actually examines what they're engaged in, the record of its founding members, Irwin Cotler and Jason Kenney, we see something far more odious, something I think far more sinister, and it is indeed about silencing any criticism of Israel to the point of threatening criminalization.
At a time when the Palestinian Solidarity Movement was gaining some ground in Canada due to really good organizing in a whole bunch of places, this was definitely an attempt to put brakes on that and to use the language of anti-Semitism to try to shut down the movement.
Real anti-Semitism is the tradition within Western society going back 2,000 years of discriminating against and sometimes exercising violence against members of the Jewish community based on the fact that they were Jews. This, fortunately, from my perspective, is something that has subsided substantially to the point where I don't see it as a major problem in Canada today.
Organizations like Rights and Democracy and most human rights organizations have condemned traditional anti-Semitism. I mean, it's a horrible violation of human rights against one group of people, and we have no problem with that.
Compared to this is the phenomenon known as the new anti-Semitism, which came into existence approximately 30 years ago when Israel began being the target of increasing criticism for its treatment of the Palestinians. And rather than responding to the substance of that criticism of the treatment of Palestinians, Israel and its unquestioning supporters chose to brand those who were criticizing its behavior as anti-Semites, practicing the new anti-Semitism.
We cannot tolerate this new initiative to identify criticism of Israel or any country as being anti-Semitic or anti the people of that country.
To speak out about human rights violations, including human rights violations that are directly attributable to the Israeli government and Israeli military forces, is not at all anti-Semitic.
The CPCCA is essentially a scam.
What they have in common is their support for Israel and their support for the Zionist ideology.
It's based on two seriously dishonest factors. One, they give a false name to themselves. They have virtually nothing to do with real anti-Semitism. Their goal is to shield and protect Israel from criticism. And the second thing is, the CPCCA are essentially a group of individuals, and they're masquerading behind the name that they are parliamentary. Of course, they are MPs from several countries, but they're using that status to provide credibility to what they're doing, and what they're doing is not something that is really related to their status as parliamentarians.
And the kind of speaker that they brought speakers from Israel to talk to them about anti-Semitism, and they refused to hear Canadians, you know, Jewish Canadians, Muslim Canadians, Christian Canadians, Arab Canadians.
So when I oppose Zionism and I speak against Israeli government policy, I'm not being anti-Semitic. I'm being anti-racist. I'm being anti-oppression. I'm being anti-bully. I'm not being anti-Semitic.
It is the case that at this moment, activists in France are before a court accused of hate crimes for having distributed pamphlets advocating boycott, divestment, sanctions as a peaceful solution. They're part of an organization that's been very vocal in saying we oppose all forms of racism, including anti-Semitism most distinctly. They're facing court charges in France on hate speech.
I'm deeply concerned about the implications at a legal level. They will actually try to use things like hate speech laws and so on to actually shut down Palestine Solidarity activities, to try to ban speakers from campuses, ban speakers from entering the country. We've already seen that in terms of George Galloway and so on. And I'm concerned that a movement that has faced all kinds of obstacles to establish itself, the Palestine Solidarity Movement, and has done, despite that, amazing organizing work, is going to face a new round of legal attacks at all kinds of levels that are completely unjustified by any meaningful sense of human rights.
What we've learned through history, and we keep forgetting, is that if we're not vigilant, those with power will take away our rights because they're happy for us not to have them. They can proceed as they want. So it's very important for all of us to keep our eyes open and protect free speech, or we may wake up one morning and discover it isn't there anymore.
What we have to do is first and foremost, resolutely protect the rights that we too often assume. These are very definitively under assault.
Canadians should really stand up for the concept of free speech in Canadian political life, and particularly around this issue.
We have to stop this farce. The CPCCA is anti-democratic, and we need to reveal and expose what they are doing and repudiate their declarations and their conferences. And also, we need to look at the Canadian MPs that are participating in this fiasco, and perhaps we should try to make sure that they don't continue to work for a foreign country against the interests of Canadians.
We need to count on the courts to stop the government from abusing its powers, and in Mr. Galloway's case, the court stopped it.
I would like to salute each and every one of those who helped us in this campaign, who made this victory possible, and to thank the judge himself, who has proved that Canada remains a country governed by laws rather than the whim, the caprice of here today, gone tomorrow, neocon politicians, the last redoubt of George Bushism in the Americas.